We are proud that they belong to Florida Folk Festival, Floridians. They are seniors. They usually dance on Saturday, and I'm just delighted to have them here on Friday for some of our school groups who wouldn't otherwise get to see them do this traditional dance that, through the efforts of Miss Frances Valenta, been kept alive. Now, I'm going to get my brush broom after some children if they come out here on this stage. See it? Boy, did it just sting good. So let's don't run out on the stage, children. Joseph Billy said he'd like to sing a song. It's an honor to present one of the first citizens of Florida, one of the leaders of the Seminole Indian Nation, Joseph Billy, from the Big Cypress Reservation.
This time I can hear the Indian song and dancing. First time I going to keep you for snake dance song. Yo ho hey, hey. Yo what you go, Kaniya. Yo, what you go, Kaniya, honey, why you? Oi, yale, oi, yale, oi, yale. Yo, what you go, Kaniya. Yo, what you go, Kaniya, honey, why you? Oi, yale, oi, yale, oi, yale. Yo, hoi.
If you alligator dance song this time, those alligators, you know, for four legs. Shiggy lay, shiggy lay, dance like this. Yeah. Yali ha he 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 like this. And not. Well, women, men. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, ooh, yo, ooh, like this. Yo, ooh, yeah, one day, whole day, and I fast and day, I don't eat nothing. splendid band. All day long, all night long. Maybe, I was just thinking about now, I see a lot of people dancing. I give them my dancing. Next year, my idea, I bring my boys, two boys and maybe two girls. Make them dance an Indian dance. That's a cream corn dance. Cream corn dance song is different. Like this. Yo, yo, yo. That's that. I'm going to dance a lot of the fun kind dance. Crawfish dance, snake dance, and kite dance, and all kinds of animals. Buffalo dance. Egret dance, like that. And I drew you this morning for I'm learning from people. Now that's the reason I come down here.
Over here, ain't it?
I just think about a lot of people have fun, help together, help one another. I like to be with it. Maybe next year I make him dancing. I know the singing song. I'm leader for a while back for a crank on dance. I make herbs medicine for them boys and girls. Use them for medicine for their dancing. Now I don't use that for 20 years, but I want to make for such the boys bring it down here dancing. Girl got ladders up here. I don't know if that's a lady. Make ladders. And I bring her next year by Tom Tom. Buffalo dance. A little rattlers for egret dance. That way. That's all I can say now.
What a pleasure it is to have at Florida Folk Festival the Beers family from Montana. Bob says because one person remembers how to play the psaltery, the art of the psaltery is not lost. The psaltery, not the peasel tree, but the psaltery. it is an honor to present Bob, Evelyn, and Marty Beard.
We're going to do a little bit of old-time fiddling for you, the first thing. I'd like to tell you a little bit about it. Can you hear me all right? You can't hear me. Now can you hear me? All right. Would you lower this just a little bit, someone? Old-time fiddlers put rattlesnake rattles inside their fiddles to make them sound better. And They also used about 6 or 8 different tunings for their instruments. Too low, huh? Well, I'll get down here. Anyway, I am tuned now in a tuning that, for you violinists and fiddlers out there, is D-A-D-A, which is not like a regular violin tuning. Now then, when I begin to play, I'm going to play with an old bow of a type that they used back in pioneer days called a Tennessee bow. And the chief advantage of this is that when I play, it will play on all 4 strings at the same time, making a beautiful drone sound with the strings that are not being fingered on at the time. I'm going to play an old tune called the Dying Soldier. Now, this is the tune that the Streets of Laredo came from. It's an old Irish tune, and the story is the same as the famous song from Laredo, but it's a different tune. I'm going to put it in a different tuning. I'm still tuned two full steps lower than a violinist tunes. That's the old way of doing it. They tuned that way because they used gut strings in the old days, and they wouldn't stand the tension that these metal strings stand, and they would break, so they tuned it about 2 steps lower, and that gave the old time fiddling of other days a different sound entirely. Now we'll do another tune called a combination of tunes, Cripple Crick and the Flop-Eared Mule. And Evelyn is going to beat the straws on the back of my fiddle here. I learned that right here from Zeke Stevens at this festival, and he's an expert at it. Thank you. I like to bring the old-time traditions, those that you don't hear about so often, before people at festivals so that they can see how people made rhythms and how they used old things like this in the old days. We're going to sing a song now that was a favorite song of a friend of Thelma's, May Kennedy McCord, who lives in Springfield, Missouri. The Palace Grand.
Thank you.
We'd like to sing an old hymn for you called Pharaoh's Daughter. This is one of the old hymns that's actually more like a ballad than it is a hymn, because it tells a story about a very famous biblical character. To finish up on a tune that you can help us with. I don't suppose there's a person here that at some time or other hasn't had a grandfather or a wonderful uncle or a father or someone who entertained small children. Did you ever do any knee-bouncing rhymes like, this is the way the lady goes, pace, 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 this is the way the gentleman goes, trot, 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 and along comes the constable, a gallop, a gallop, a gallop. Did you ever do anything like that with children? Never did? Anybody here that knows that rhyme? Not a soul. There's one, two, three, four. There's a few here that know it. Well, I'm going to teach you another one called Hallelujah. And I'm going to do it from over here, Howard. Now then, you got to imagine that I have a child on my knee, and I mean one under 5 years old, and every time I come to a certain place in the song, you say hallelujah. I start like this. Oh, the merchant went to pay his due. Hallelujah. Now you got a louder voice than that. We got to let the people back in Montana and New York and up in Atlanta know that we're here. So let's try that, and let's conflict with that train over there. See if we can do it louder than him. Oh, the merchant went to pay his due. Hallelujah! He took his wife out riding too. Hallelujah! And the old gray mare, she lost a shoe. Hallelujah! And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. Now, oh, you didn't listen to me. Now you sing that part. And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. Now try harmonizing on that. And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. Well, the laird, he came the other way. Hallelujah! To see his land and get his pay. Hallelujah! And save it for a rainy day. Hallelujah! And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. I don't believe that tone up there is religious. Well, the sheriff came and up he ran. Hallelujah! He never was a patient man. Hallelujah! And gets his money where he can. Hallelujah! And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. Well, the Earl of Pud came down the pike. Hallelujah! To pick some posies by the dike. Hallelujah! And show her nips what they smell like. Hallelujah! And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. The Duke came riding with his men. Hallelujah! On 6 white horses, 8 or 10. Hallelujah! To buy his wife a big fat hen. Hallelujah! And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. Well, the kink he came a-riding to. Hallelujah! With soldiers dressed in royal hue. Hallelujah! To see what royalty could do. Hallelujah! 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 That's right. You're awake. And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. 300 stalwart noble men. Hallelujah! With nags and wives and a big fat hen. Hallelujah! They never could get off again. Hallelujah! And the coachman stopped in the middle of the bridge. Well, a bridge fell down. Thank you.
I'm sure you'll excuse us, but we haven't got any fitting pictures of these fine singers, and we want to take the mics out and take some pictures while they're singing, so you all sit real quiet now, and they'll sing for some action shots without the mics. Introduce a real Hamilton Countyan, a genuine Floridan, a Florida cracker to you. Miss Jean lives in the house. she was born in?
No.
No? Well, she's lived in it a year or so. She's lived here in White Springs. She played here as a little girl. And she has lived in Miami. She divides her time between Miami and White Springs. And she's going to sing a version of Barbara Allen for you that she learned as a girl here in Hamilton County from an old-timer. You tell them a little bit of the history of the song, Miss Jean. You want
all
me
right.
to stand right here by you?
Yeah, you can.
All right.
To prop you up? Support
all right.
I learned this when I was a little girl from a dear little girl who lived over around Swanee Valley named Nellie Scarborough. It's familiar to you all. It's an old English ballad, and I won't burden you with 15 verses, but just a few. 'Twas in the merry month of May, the roses they were blooming.
She's got
sweet
to stay.
William lay
right.
on his deathbed.
You want to
start
love
over? Of Barbara Allen. He sent his servant to the town, to the place where he was dwelling. My master sent me here to you, if your name be Bobby Allen. She slowly, slowly she rose up, and slowly went unto him. And all the words she seemed to say, young man, I think you're dying. Oh, yes, I'm sick, I'm very sick, and death is in my dwelling. But none the better I'll ever be if I can't have Barbara Allen. Don't you remember the other day, a drinking at the tavern? You drank the health of the ladies round and slighted Barbara Allen. She went slowly, slowly home. She heard his death bells tolling, and all the words they seemed to say, hard-hearted Barbara Allen. Now, sweet William died on Friday night, and Barbara died on Saturday. The mother died for the love of them. She died on Easter Sunday. And out of her breast there grew a red rose, and out of his made briar. They twined and twined into true love's knot for all true lovers to admire. Thank you.
Well, sir, one time old Burr Rabbit went to a Halloween party over on the other side of this very river, and he went across with the boatman on the ferry, but he had such a good time and he stayed such a long time that the boatman got tired. He went home and went to bed, and so when Burr Rabbit came back down to the banks of the river to get back home, there wasn't no boat there. And he said, Lord of mercy, I got to get on home. My mammy going to skin me alive. He said, I got to get somebody, wake up somebody here and get them to take me across this river. So he began to holler, and he hollered, whoo, whoo, and he hollered so loud, and he hollered so long, that he done wake up old Boy Alligator sleeping down there under the river bank. And old Boy Alligator, he come up flouncing on up there to the top of that boulder out of his den down there under the riverbank, and he say, who that making all that noise up there? Boy Rabbit say, it's me, it's Bub Rabbit. He say, well, what you doing out so late, boy?